So where are we at with the fuel crisis? What's the potential fallout here? Air New Zealand, as we've told you in the news this morning, has got real trouble. They're having to restrict ticket sales as well as refuelling at other airports. The motorist Zed was having trouble supplying high-octane petrol yesterday, put an emphasis on the 91 suppliers. Energy Minister Judith Collins rolling out the warnings.
The issues are really going to be around the supply of aviation fuel to Auckland Airport, and if it's possible to get tankers bringing more of that aviation fuel to Auckland, that certainly helps to alleviate the problem.
And even they're rigging the lights and putting bus lanes on and all that sort of stuff, is according to the Auckland Mayor Phil Goff, to try and get those tankers through. This, of course, goes right across the economy. There are lots of bills being racked up because of this. So what are the legals around it? Insurance lawyer Andrew Hooker's with us on this. Andrew, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So you got something really simple like business interruption insurance. If you've got that and your business is interrupted, it's as simple as filling out a form and dealing with your insurance company?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be that easy, Mike. I did a quick survey of the various policies around the market last night, and none of them that I could find would actually cover losses as a result of the shortage of fuel. They cover electricity, gas, as in natural gas, but they don't seem to specify lack of fuel or diesel or whatever, so I think the insurance companies may squeeze out of this one.
Gee, so this is going to be one of those things. I mean, what about, say, a direct account like Air New Zealand? Air New Zealand's got to have some sort of comeback. All airlines are going to have some sort of comeback on this, don't they?
Well, I would have thought so. I'm sure there's steam coming out of the boardrooms of big law firms in the central city working out how they can recover that money. But it'll all turn on the contracts that Air New Zealand's got. The guy I feel sorry for, Mike, support. Tractor driver who struck the pipe because he's got a big one coming to him.
Exactly. Is he in trouble? Or, I mean, can he claim wasn't my fault? How the hell was I supposed to know?
Look, anything's possible on the facts, but I would have thought he'd be sweating it. I suspect that any little liability policy he might have is not going to cover the tens of millions of dollars they're coming at him for.
The problem with that is you can't go for one guy over tens of millions because he doesn't have it, and so you're wasting your time. Yeah. How much of this do you reckon, legally speaking, can go nowhere based on the fact that by the time you hire a lawyer, you work out what your cause is and whether or not it's worth paying the bills for, it's just not worth it?
Oh, I would have thought there'd be some pretty serious litigation with the commercial parties against the suppliers and other people. For people who are travelling, Mike, if they've got travel insurance, it's very likely that they'll be covered for any losses. So if their flight was cancelled or delayed and they missed a connecting flight overseas or something like that, most insurance policies that people buy for travel insurance have a cover for loss of deposits as a result of unexpected events like this. So they should be all right.
All right, we'll see what happens, and it'll take a while, I assume. Andrew, appreciate your time very much. Andrew Hooker, insurance lawyer, and there's a lot of water to go under that particular bridge. By the way, New Zealand Stock Exchange, they're still considering this complaint about New Zealand refining. So the thing about New Zealand refining, if you're a publicly listed company, when something material happens to your company, you've got to tell the exchange for fairly obvious reasons. Now, they posted on their Facebook last Thursday that something had happened to the pipe, but they didn't come to the market until over the weekend. And so somebody complained about that, and I would argue quite rightly. And at least we can get a few answers as to why there was a particular delay there. Then, of course, we've got the politics of it all. And Labor were out yesterday busy saying it's not on, it's not good enough, and the government hasn't invested enough in infrastructure. And you've got this great debate as to whether a petrol pipeline is actually a government's business or of any interest at all, and where do you draw the line? How much stuff does a government own? Now, there was a report back in 2012 that said, look, we're vulnerable here, that if there's a hole in the pipe and we've got trouble, this is going to affect a lot of people. The government didn't do anything with it. So score one to Labor. But then, back when Labor were in the government, back in 2005, similar report was put forward, said exactly the same thing. Get a hole in a pipe, you got trouble. Work out what you want to do with it. So they had a couple of options at the time for storage facilities. One of the options put forward was $57 million, a fuel terminal in West Auckland. They rejected that idea. But once again, you come back, is that the government's problem? Is it the government's bill? Or do you, as a government, say, well, look, you know, there's an idea. Why doesn't the industry do something about it to cover themselves off? So it's that great. But the difficulty is both governments have been warned, both governments have done nothing. And so really, whether it reflects badly on either party, ultimately, I suppose Saturday will in part tell.